Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back here to Weekend Kickoff, folks, at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hanging out with you till 7 p.m. Then Thursday Night Football, Jets and Patriots will kick off. WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We believe in the power of everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. That's Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell Scoot, Sports Talk, plus the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. Guys, it is time for one of my favorite segments of the week, Pick Six, where we get into all our selections in college and NFL. And man, oh man, I'm not sure the final outcome, Charlie, but I knew though for a fact I went 0-3 in my college picks last week.
And you finished 1-5, Steve.
Ooh, yeah,
it was a rough week for you here. But listen, guys, I mean, it was kind of across the board for everyone. I went 3-3. Mike, you went 2-4. Bobby actually won the week at 4-2 because he picked the Saints, and that
finally Jones picking these games for him again.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Saints, he was the standalone there, and that's why he beat me this past week. A couple things of note here, guys. Steve, I was joking with you off the air that we had all picked Tulane against UT San Antonio, and they got smoked in that game. And then we picked Memphis this past week, and you know, I need to stop putting Tulane on the docket. Or maybe just keep putting them on the docket and I'll just sacrifice my pick six record because it's already bad and continue to pick Tulane because every time I pick them, they end up losing, or every time I pick against them, they end up winning. So actually pick against them because I want the wave to keep on rolling. So guys, recapping last week, as I mentioned, Memphis went terrible for everyone. We had a clean split actually here with Texas Tech -10.5. Bobby and I got that one right. Mike and Steve, you got BYU wrong there. Alabama, the three of us, myself, Mike, Bobby got Bama right. Steve, you had gone with LSU +9.5. We had another split. The Patriots, Bobby and I were with New England. They took down the Buccaneers on the road. That was a big win for them. Mike and Steve got that one wrong. And as I mentioned, the three of us got the Panthers wrong. Bobby got the Saints right. And then the last split, Bobby and I had taken the Packers. They lost, and Mike and Steve got the Eagles, and they won. So, Steve, your Eagles gave you your win of the week.
Thank you, Philly. They came through for me.
I told you that you did good, Steve, picking the Eagles.
Yeah. That was the only thing I did good.
All right, guys, moving on to college football week 12, and then we'll get into NFL week 11, which NFL week 11 is stacked. I really kind of struggled getting down to three games, but we'll get to that later on. College football week 12, we got an SEC triple header here, guys. Arkansas at LSU is the first game we'll be talking about. LSU -5.5, and I will be transparent. I don't have Bobby's picks today. Bobby's on vacation. He's out in Chicago. I'll get them at a later time, so I'll share them next week. But I'm going with Arkansas +5.5 here. I kind of echo a lot of the sentiments that Chris Blair said earlier on in the show, guys, about how concerned he is. Arkansas plays a lot of really close, high-scoring games. LSU's going to have to score touchdowns to make it a high-scoring game. I think Arkansas and Taylen Green and that offense will be able to put up points on this LSU defense. I'm a little bit nervous if LSU winning this game, if I'm being honest with you guys, and that sounds crazy for a 2-7 team. Give me Arkansas on the points.
LSU-Arkansas has played some weird games, to be honest with you. And a lot of those games have been really close. And if you look at what has happened with Arkansas all year long, it's been basically 6 points or less. They lose them, but they close. Give me Arkansas on the points.
Yeah, just the way LSU has been this stretch, there's nothing really that's drawing you to make this selection here except the fact that, okay, you're at home against a team that hasn't won in the SEC yet. I do think LSU will probably pull out a close matchup in this one.
I agree with you.
But, man, 5.5 is definitely too rich for my blood, too. I'll take Arkansas getting that points in Tiger Stadium. I know that's nuts.
Clean sweep for the three of us, guys. And, Mike, to your point, I mean, it's three-point games all over the place. And against better teams than LSU, if we're being honest with ourselves. Like, a Texas A&M game sticks out to me. The one time that they really did get bludgeoned was an out-of-conference game when they got killed by Notre Dame. But, anyways, I think it's going to be a close game. We all think so. Arky plus 5.5. Up next, we have a top 11 matchup. Number 11, Oklahoma at number 4, Alabama. Alabama, 6.5-point favorites at home. Oklahoma has let me down more times than Alabama has this year, guys. We've picked them a lot. They're both very good teams. Oklahoma is probably more desperate in this spot because this almost feels like a win-and-you're-in spot for them. If they can beat Alabama on the road, I know that they end the season with LSU in Norman, but it's a huge game for them. Just give me Alabama, though, guys. I think that they win this by a touchdown, maybe slightly more. It feels like the books are right on with Bama. Like, every time they have a spread that's like 9.5, they win by 10. Or if it's like 6.5, they'll win by 7. So give me Alabama winning by a touchdown.
I'm going to be with you on this one, Charlie, too. I'm going to take Bama at home. It's hard to go against them in Tuscaloosa. And I feel you on OU. There's just something that doesn't gel or click for me the right way. They always seem to disappoint.
If this game was in Norman, I would go with Oklahoma. But I'm going to go with Bama. They have been through a gauntlet. Look at who they played the last 5 or 6 weeks. They have been through the SEC gauntlet. And I think they win another. And I think they cover here. So I'm going to go with Ty Simpson over John Mateer. I hate to go against Mateer because I think he's on the verge of maybe a huge game, but that's playing into Alabama's strength, the secondary. I was impressed last week. Alabama secondary really played well. They don't run the ball well, and that's a concern for me, but I like the Tide.
There's a lot of talk about Oklahoma's defense. Guys, like, I've seen it at times with flashes in big games that they've had this year, but realistically, if you're talking about how OU's defense matches up against Alabama's offense, it feels like there's some capabilities for Ty Simpson and Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams to have a nice performance in this game, especially at home, because OU's really, really good against the run, but Alabama doesn't really run the ball at all. It's basically those three guys, plus some tight end usage as well. So give me Bama. This is another clean sweep, back-to-back, guys. So we'll move on. Number 10, Texas at number 5, Georgia in the game of the week. The Bulldogs, 6.5-point favorites at home, just like Bama. Guys, I was back and forth on this one. It's obviously a bigger game for Texas. Similar situation with them in Oklahoma, both two-loss teams on the road in massive SEC matchups. Georgia just feels like one of those teams that plays up to their competition, though, guys. And they're at home, and I know that they had their gigantic home-winning streak ended by Alabama just, you know, a month ago or whatever it was, month and a half. Give me Georgia -6.5 covering the spread, though. I feel very similar about this game as I do Alabama, where I think that they win by a slight margin, but it's enough to just get over the spread.
I kind of went back and forth like you did, Charlie, in the fact that I'm going to go with actually Texas on the road getting 6.5 in this matchup. I think they can do just enough to keep it close in this game. I do see the Bulldogs pulling out the victory at home, but I don't think it'll be by 6.5.
I'm going to go with Texas here and sort of kind of chew it because, man, Georgia is not a super explosive offensive team.
Yeah.
Texas has flashed it. But, man, do they mess up games in late as well as anybody, so to speak? Good and bad for Texas. So I'm going to go with the Longhorns here, and I'm going to take that 6.5. I think Georgia wins, but Texas covers.
I could easily see this being a tough field goal type of game with the way that Texas has been playing. But I don't know, guys. The way that Georgia looked, and I get it is Mississippi State, but going on the road and just pounding the Bulldogs last week, I think that was more of a statement to say, hey, we're getting to play our best football at the right time. And if they pick up this win, guys, it would be a very, very impressive showing with basically the SEC championship and the playoffs right around the corner.
So, Charlie, you're the only one different on this matchup going with the Bulldogs. Me and Mike have Texas. Other than that,
the two
we got, all got Bama, all got LSU.
All got Arkansas.
I mean, Arkansas, sorry.
All got Arkansas, all got Alabama, and then you guys are rolling with Texas, and I'm rolling with Georgia.
You know A-Bear would have picked LSU. You know, he'd have been different on that.
He's picking them the Saints to cover the bye week,
too. This week, too.
We're going to take a break here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. When we get back, we'll get into those NFL picks right after this. Stay tuned here on WWL, folks.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Guys, before we get back into our pick six segment, want to let everyone know Shohei Ohtani, unanimous NL MVP award, his fourth and fifth seasons. So back-to-back World Series champion and now a four-time MVP.
How shocking. It was like Paul Skeens getting the National League Cy Young. Ohtani, man, just unbelievable athlete.
I was upset today. I saw news. Skeens denied the reports that he's clamoring to get to the Yankees.
Yeah, I would deny it, too, until I become a free agent and take off.
Ding, ding, ding. Head to the Bronx.
I would deny everything. I don't know nothing about it. I don't even know what year I'll become a free agent. And, man, I don't already got my bags packed and ready to go.
Now time to get back into our pick six segment. We did our college selections, and now we're going to get into the NFL. Charlie, what you got for us?
So this is a loaded week of action in NFL games, guys. I really struggled getting down to three, but these are the three that I ended up picking. We're going to start with the Buccaneers at the Bills. Buffalo 5.5-point favorites at home. Guys, I'll go with the Bills here very hesitantly. I know that there's such – we always talk about like the Falcons being the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team, as you use it, Mike. But the Bills are right there too. If they're able to run with James Cook and if their offense is rolling, they can beat anybody. But then there's these other weeks like what we saw against Miami, and I know it was a divisional game. It's got me a little bit hesitant to take Buffalo, but I think that they bounce back against a Buccaneers team that's coming off a loss to the Patriots. Give them another loss here. Give me Buffalo -5.5.
I agree with you, Charlie. And listen, the Bucs have won me a lot this week, and they didn't last week. With Baker, but he had a shot, actually had a shot late. But I got to go with the Bills. I think they bounce back. The Bucks are a sort of a beat-up football team right now. The Bills were flat-out embarrassed against the Dolphins. And,
yep.
They do have Josh Allen playing quarterback for them. Man, my thing is, how difficult is this? Turn around and give, man, James Cook the football. Let him run with it. But their offense is sort of convoluted right now. Man, I watched that on tape. Nothing really seems to gel well. But you know what? I just think they're going to end up winning it and covering Bills.
I would be more hopeful for the Bucs in this game if maybe like Bucky Irving was finally back for them. That rushing attack we know has been one of the banes for the Buffalo Bills defense. They haven't been good at stopping that. But I think like you, Mike, with all the injuries that the Buccaneers have dealt with, maybe it's starting to catch up with them. They were hot definitely early on. I'm going to roll with the Bills here too, given 5.5 at home, expecting them to bounce back in a big way for sure.
All right, guys, moving on. We have the matchup that y'all were talking with Jeff Duncan about, the best two teams in the NFC, maybe the best two teams in the NFL, the Seahawks at the Rams in an NFC West divisional showdown. The LA Rams are 3.5-point favorites at home. Guys, I went back and forth on this one because that half point is a real sucker line. I went with the Seahawks because I think they keep it close enough to where it's a field goal type game. I would pick the Rams in this game, but I think that it's going to be really, really tight. And there's always the chance that Sam Darnold, JSN, and that Rams or in that Seahawks offense can come through for me and even pick up a win on the road against LA. So give me the Seahawks plus 3.5.
Home or away, it doesn't really matter in LA.
It's true.
I mean, do they really have a true home field advantage? You know, if somebody would have asked me who you pick, I think Seattle's a tad better. And I get 3.5 points. Give me the Seahawks.
There you go.
I went back and forth with this two guys. And in the end, I went with who I feel is the better quarterback. I'll roll with the Rams given 3.5 and Matthew Stafford. He's been red hot. And it just overall, I like this Rams team. I hate that I like this Rams team. Offense, defense, they're just a complete squad. I think they're going to really put a number on the Seattle Seahawks and end up covering.
You think they're going
to win big? I think they'll cover the 3.5 at least. Five, six-point win.
Okay. I gotcha.
And then we got another West Divisional matchup, this time in the AFC, guys. We got the Chiefs, 3.5-point favorites at the Broncos, the 8-2 Broncos, which if anybody watched Thursday Night Football last week, I pity you because I was in that number two watching that terrible, terrible game. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites on the road. A lot of fraud talk about the Broncos. You know, how good really are they? Guys, I just don't like how Bo Nix has been playing. And if you're telling me Pat Mahomes, 3.5 points, once again, the half point does kind of stink here, but I'll take the Chiefs minus 3.5. I feel like the Broncos have a great team that's just hampered by terrible quarterback play this year.
They got a tremendous defense. I'd put that defense up against anybody's defense. And I think, you know what they got to do? They got to get R.J. Harvey much more involved in their offense. As a receiver, Bo Nix has not played well. The Chiefs got flaws. But I think here, I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City on the road is the play for me too, guys, just because of the fact. I said the last matchup with Rams-Seattle, I was going with the better quarterback for sure in this one. Oh. Give me Patrick Mahomes. Man, oh, man. I don't know if it is fool's gold or, you know, frauds, whatever you want to call it, like Charlie was saying. Bo Nix has just been awful this year, but the Broncos finding a way because of that defense.
Yeah, and he's played so much differently in quarters 1 through 3. And he does in the fourth quarter. Now, last week's game, I mean, that was a Sominex game. That would have put you out quicker than taking that Sominex.
Sure did.
They were god-awful on offense. That's why I think the Chiefs here may hit them with the offensive tsunami. Give me Kansas City.
All right, so we got two clean sweeps with an NFL action with the Bills over the Buccaneers minus 5.5 and the Chiefs on the road over the Broncos minus 3.5. Steve, you're standing alone with the Rams here minus 3.5 at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Let's see how it goes, everybody. I mean, real quick, also the updated standings. Mike, you're in the lead at 34-33. Bobby's at 33-34. And then Steve, you and I are at 30-37. So we got some catching up to do.
Man, oh, man.
Did y'all gotta try to catch A-Bear? Man, what? I'd have never thought I'd live long enough for that.
Hole, Mike.
That's how
wacky the
season's been.
I never thought I'd live long enough for y'all to say that.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.